listener production.
Welcome to the Motorsport Brief. It's Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. For this ep, we'll catch up with some supercars and Trans Am drivers with the next rounds for both almost upon us. G'day everybody, Rusty here. Welcome to another ep of the Garage Shortcast. I've been doing some corporate work after the Australian Rally Championship round in Canberra at the weekend, and that's enabled me to get four quick interviews with Supercars Championship leader Will Brown, his teammate Brock Feeney. We'll talk the next round at Taupo in New Zealand and more. James Golding and James Moffat join us too ahead of round three of Trans Am this weekend at Phillip Island. That is all coming up. Little shout out to Jack Perkins, who came on for our most recent feature episode. Some great feedback on that. Give it a listen if you're commuting to work, doing a run or a road trip maybe. He opens up on his own future, how excited he is to be partnering again with James Courtney for the Enduros. We were right beside the car. He and James drove very memorably to that Gold Coast win some 9 years ago now. Cool to do that chat in the workshop and see firsthand the incredible restoration work that Jack does on some priceless old Perkins Engineering Commodores too. Search for that in the Rusty's Garage Library. Now, Brown, Feeney and Golding have all made recent trips to New Zealand, cut plenty of laps of Taupo, but not in supercars, to ensure that they all have the best possible prep to give them a fighting chance against the Kiwis, who know it so well. The event is a sellout, and they're so excited over there about the return of supercars. It's going to be huge. And before then, the Shannon Speed Series is back in action at the legendary Phillip Island Grand Prix Circuit this weekend. Hey, great to catch up with you, Will Brown. Firstly, what about Albert Park? How special was that weekend for you? I mean, in front of Formula One, Larry Perkins Trophy and so on.
Yeah, no, it was a really cool weekend for me. I really wanted to get that Larry Perkins Trophy. You know, after the first two races, I could see that that was achievable. And, I wanted to get there. I thought it's a cool thing to win. And, really cool to come out of there still leading the championship.
Pointy end of the leaderboard, which is nice. You're off to Taupo next in New Zealand. You guys have had a chance to get acquainted with that, to learn it a little bit in the last few days or weeks. What's that been like? What's your first impressions?
Yeah, no, it's a cool place. I love the New Zealand fans over there. We're over there and they're already excited that we're coming over, so that was great. But the track's a little bit tight, which is cool, but it's just going to see if that tyre deg really creates that cool racing, hopefully. But I loved getting over there and checking it all out, and we went and had a look around New Zealand. It's cool.
Awesome. It's going to be a great place, I think, from all of that activity that the drivers will enjoy on Lake Taupo and so on. How are you settling in here? You're a couple of months in. You've kept your great personality, which I love, mate. I feel like you're at home and you're away. Have you made a conscious effort to go another level this year?
Yeah, luckily I haven't got any written warnings yet, so
Let's keep it that way.
Maybe they've bounced back from my email address, but no, it's been good. I've loved working with the team. They let me be myself, and they also give me, I think, the knowledge and experience of the people around them to allow me to be up the pointy end and win races. So I think the transition has just been really nice, to be honest. I was probably a little bit worried over the off season, just getting to know all these new people and that. And I guess I haven't worked with them and they haven't worked with me. So as much as we both knew what each other could do, it's just that transition period and getting used to, my engineer, working with Jamie, working with Brock. But it's been a cool start to the year.
Did you think, like big shoes to fill, or you just didn't worry about that stuff? I'm just coming in, I'll do my thing, I'll integrate, and away you went.
No, I didn't feel big shoes to fill. I think that last year winning four races and that, I'd done enough to know that I could come across and do a good job. The only time I felt big shoes to fill is when I've won and I went to do a burnout. I'm like, I can't bloody do a burnout after last year with Shane's ones. But it's been fine. I haven't put that pressure on myself. I think that, like I say, with last year, I feel like I was operating at a high enough level to make the transition across and not feel the pressure too much.
Yeah, agree. Plan for the rest of the year, given where you are right now, things are a bit tighter in the game, so preservation of that championship lead is key, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think my plan right now is try win races. I don't want to come second. I'm disappointed I came second in three races at AGP. I would have loved to win another one or two down there. So I want to win, but you don't want to crash out either. So you pick and choose your moments a little bit, but still want to race hard. It's only early in the season. You can't start thinking about it too early.
Cool. Final one for you. About other activities in and around your program here in supercars? What other things you're going to do to, you know, continue enjoy your racing for the year?
Yeah, well, I'm racing GT that I've just added to my calendar, the Australian Championship with Brad Schumacher, which will be really cool. You know, I've already done the 12-hour. I'd love to do something overseas this year. I'm not sure what yet, but just, you know, for me, it's about travelling and seeing other places and getting to race. So, yeah, not sure what's on the horizon. A few things hopefully, you know, looking like they may come off. But, yeah, right now I'm mainly concentrating on the Supercar Championship. But as we know, I like to race as many things as I can throughout the year.
Okay. Now, my kids tell me that I have to be correct with my pronunciation, right? Like, we've done this Aussie thing for ages, Taupo. You know, it's Taupo. Oh,
yeah,
look at you.
Look at me go. Look at that. I got in before you.
Hello, James Golding. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Self?
Good. We're going to see each other in a couple of days' time at Phillip Island. Are you enjoying the whole Trans Am experience?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's a lot different to what I'm used to. Obviously, everyone talks about the similarities between them and a supercar, but the truth is they're really different. Like, a lot of the characteristics are the same. You know, they move around a lot, big, heavy V8, but it's just totally different, specifically with the tyre. The car moves around a lot different compared to the supercar. The supercar's obviously got that low-profile radial tyre, and the Trans Am's got the cross-ply with the big sidewall. So there's a lot of movement. A lot of the sort of feel you get is the rim moving in the tyre, like loading the sidewall. So a lot of people jump in them and go, oh, you know, it's sliding, but it's actually just moving in the tyre, and the tyre's actually stuck to the track. So it's a lot different, but it's good to learn more even about what the tyre's doing, even though a lot of those things you probably can't feel in the supercar because it's a lot more instantaneous, but you can understand more of how it's working, which has been awesome, and just any more racing you can do is great to keep improving.
Ireland's changed a bit since we were last there too, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's had some new bitumen laid down, and did a couple of laps there the other day, and it was just awesome. So much grip, so you could just send it. And I had a ball out there. It's one of my favourite tracks anyway, so to have it resurfaced and the car felt great around there, so I can't wait to get into some racing this weekend.
Let's talk Taupo, because that's on the horizon. Have you had a good look at it, and what do you think of it? And so a few of the drivers have been getting acquainted with it, haven't they?
Sorry. Yeah, that's right. A lot of the drivers have been going over to do some laps in various cars, and lucky enough that Tim and I got to do some laps in an 86 and a V8 touring car as well. So, yeah, got a good feel for the track. It's a very unique one as well. It's got a couple of different surfaces. It's got undulation. It's got tight corners. It's probably actually going to be the lowest speed track that we go to, which will be interesting as well from setup perspective, how we attack it. And I think it's going to be a lot about tyre conservation and strategy as well. So I think the race will throw a bit of a curveball, which will be good.
Cool. Sounds like it's going to be a full house as far as fans are concerned. So it should be great atmosphere. They're thirsty for it over there. Do you feel like we go into, I mean, the championship, when you look at the pecking order, if you will, you could go into it and think, oh, well, they're the short price favourites. But is it a bit more open than that based on you know, the test or the driving that you've done there?
Yeah, I think it's one of those tracks where people could really hit the nail on the head with the setup. They can roll out of the truck and have a good setup from the get-go, and they'll be carry on strong for the rest of the weekend. So that's going to be really important. Obviously, a lot of people have got a bit of experience there now to carry into the supercar and, you know, put their own ideas in what they think is going to work. And I think, yeah, there'll be a couple of guys mixed up the order, that's for sure.
Finally, are you enjoying things on the supercar side with this team, you know, so far this year? You feel like it's gone to another step for them this season?
Yeah, I think there's certainly still areas we need to improve, but there's been a lot of things internally that have been improved. We probably haven't really seen the outright results with that yet, but, you know, they didn't build the pyramids in a day, so we've got a bit to go yet, and it's all in the right trajectory. So just glad that I'm a part of it, and I can see the success coming. It's going to take a little bit more work beforehand.
Good stuff. Awesome to catch up with you. We'll see each other both at Phillip Island and in Taupo.
Sounds good. Thanks, mate.
A quick break here on Rusty's Garage. Stick around. Brock Feeney and James Moffat coming up in just a few moments. You're listening to the Motorsport Brief, a quick catch-up with some drivers from a supercars and Trans Am perspective with the next rounds for both on the horizon. Let's get back to the convo now. Brock Feeney, how are you going with your new teammate? What little traits has he got? What have you learned about Will Brown so far?
Yeah, it's been interesting. There was quite a lot of times at Bathurst where he had to ring me and go, I forgot my backpack, I forgot this, can you come back and get it? But it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, we're getting along really well, which is pretty important. But, we're coming with some good results so far. So it's important for us to just keep working together to try and stay up where we are. But it's been a great start. Team's enjoying it a lot. We've got two young guys. So hopefully we can be with the team for a very long time to come.
Cool. Flavour of this is a little bit of a preview of Taupo. What have you done to, and Will talks about this as well, you've spent a bit of time in 86s, I think, and how does that help you get ready for the next round?
Yeah, it's good. Like, obviously, it's a bit of an unknown going to a new track. I know some of the Kiwi guys have been there before, but for us, as soon as I got announced, I pretty much went to the team straight away and said, look, I want to get over there at some point. So, it was talked about for probably 6 months, but we got over there last week to have a drive in a couple of cars and that, just to figure out where it goes. Like, I probably did 5 laps on the sim like a couple of days before because I literally had no idea which way the track went. It sims okay, but when you get there and see it in real life is awesome. So it's going to be interesting. I think it's good to go there. We had our engineers with us, which was awesome for them to see everything. So as much prep as we can do, but I suppose we did the best of what we could.
What is the, you know, the feeling you were left with? I mean, do you enjoy a particular corner or part of the track? And I mean, without giving the game away, how are you best to tackle next week, that weekend with supercars?
Yeah, I suppose the hard one, it's quite a tight track. So I think qualifying is going to be really important. But I think there'll be lots of racing on the strategy side. I think there's going to be quite a bit of deg. Like, there's a lot of changes in track surfaces. So the interesting one will be to see is, I doubt you'll be fast over the whole lap. It will be you're fast in this part of the track on this surface and a bit slower on the other surface. So it's going to be interesting. Look, we've had pretty good race cars this year. I think that's going to be a big part at Taupo, but qualifying well is going to be really important.
Awesome. Your year so far with this team, has it clicked another gear for you? Is that a conscious thing? Have you just gone, I'm just going to enjoy this? What's been the approach?
Yeah, no, I've expected a lot out of this year. I think we made a real good step up last year to be in the championship fight for what would have been most of the year up until Bathurst. So, for sure I want to fight for the championship this year. Look, it's been fantastic, but there's still a lot of things that I need to fix up myself. There's been a few little mistakes that I've made, which Will hasn't, you know, this year. He's done a great job in, I don't think he's finished outside the top two. So he's done a great job in that sense. But for myself, I can feel a big gain from where I was last year. I said the same thing last year, and hopefully I keep saying it for the future. But for me, it's just trying to iron out those little mistakes. And I think the speed's there. It's just sort of putting it all together.
Yeah, definitely there. Okay. A lot of chat last year about parity. Thankfully, that's not really been on our radar this year, which is great. Do you feel like it's closer and perhaps going to get even closer as the year goes on? How tough is it going to be, particularly in the back end of the season?
Yeah, it's super tight. I mean, you still saw that last year. Obviously, there was lots of talk going on, but you'd still go to Darwin and 10th would cover 6-7 spots. So it's been very close. And I think Gen 3's brought that together. I suppose the first couple of tracks, we've gone to a long tracks where the times are probably spread out. But I think Taupo, and we go to Perth, all those tracks are going to be covered by hundredths of seconds. So the competition's super tight. I suppose for us is trying to be there every weekend. You know, we don't want to win one weekend and be 10th the next weekend. So for us, we don't have to win them all, as much as it's nice to win races, but we want to consistently be there throughout the year.
Cool. That's a little takeaway, consistency. Loving seeing you thriving there, mate. Go well for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Rusty. Appreciate it.
James Moffat and I are probably spending way too much time together, and we'll do that again this weekend with the Shannon Speed Series at Phillip Island. Do you feel like Trans Am this year is tougher than ever? I mean, it's a great lineup of cars and drivers, and how are you going with the whole defence of the title?
Well, Sandown was really good, Rusty, for us. Obviously, the three race wins there, we couldn't have started the year any better. Things didn't go that well for us in Tasmania at Simmons Plains, but to still come out of the weekend top five for the weekend and hold the championship lead. We had to scramble a bit for that. But we think we understand why we were sort of struggling a little bit in Tassie. But you're right, the competition is probably a bit deeper than it has been over the past couple of seasons. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. The cars are, you know, I've always raved on about the cars and that hasn't changed. So, you know, it's good to, within the GRM fold, had some, you know, teammates with the likes of James Golding and Tim Slade, you know, who are proven drivers in their own right. And I think they've sort of added a lot to the team. And, you know, it's great to still have, you know, sort of some young guys in Tom Davies and Eden Thornborough within the team. So, yeah, the category, I can't speak highly enough of it. The racing's great. And it seems like a lot of people enjoy watching it as well, which is great.
What do you love about it so much?
Well, the cars are, they're robust enough that the racing is close and you can, you know, sort of lean on each other a bit without sort of having to worry about bending steering arms or bits and pieces. But, yeah, always, you know, want to be respectful of the equipment. But I think, you know, the Hoosier tyre, the cross-ply tyre, just lends itself to being able to get away with sliding the cars around a little bit more and not overheating the tyres so much. So you're not sort of concerned about, you know, if you have a big slide here or there, you know, what damage that's done to the tyre. And just, yeah, I guess the way the rules package is, there's enough freedom within, I guess, the setup tools that you've got in the cars to be able to hopefully find a bit of a competitive advantage over your rivals if you do a good enough job as a team and driver and sort of setup and that sort of areas. So, I just like the format of racing. It's quick, it's sharp, and, I think the category hopefully is just going to go from strength to strength.
Feels like it's done that this year. What's it like when a couple of mates come to play too? I mean, you talked about Golding and Slade and things like that. It has a slightly more relaxed dynamic. I mean, it's still competitive, very competitive, but a little bit more relaxed. And as you say, some friends and some rising stars in there too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably what adds to my enjoyment is whilst the racing format is a little bit more relaxed than, say, a supercars level, which it should be. You know, I've always said that supercars is the pinnacle of Australian motorsport. That's, you know, where there are the best teams and the best drivers operating. So that level of motorsport should be professional. And that's not to say the Speed Series is unprofessional, but it is a little bit more relaxed. I think you can sort of get a vibe. Everybody, whether it's a competitor or yourself as a broadcaster, you definitely get that sense that it is a bit more relaxed. So you're going, I guess, racing for a bit more enjoyment purpose. And then when you've got some friends along the way, that just makes it even better. And some days are better than others at the racetrack. So it's nice when you've had a good day to you know, have a couple of beers at the end of it. But when you have a bad day, you still have a couple of beers. So that's what I like about it. I've got a great... I get to go racing with a great group of guys at GRM, so I'm very fortunate in that regard. So, yeah, it's great.
Great that you've kept that fun end-of-race feeling. For Gary Rogers Motorsport, they've been kind of the benchmark, if you like, with this category. But some other very good teams are coming, mate, aren't they, clearly?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the Racing Academy guys, you know, Jordan Boys was super quick at Simmons Plains and really got unlucky with the mechanical issue he had down there. He probably would have won all four races otherwise. So you've got guys like that. It's great to see Herney back having a crack as on his own as a sort of a privateer entry. But I think that's another strength of the category is you've got guys like Nathan that can run a car themselves and try and come and compete with big teams like GRM and you know, there's a handful, a dozen teams and drivers combinations up and down pit lane that can probably win now, which is really exciting.
Cool. Final one for you. What's the back end of your year look like? We're at round three for Trans Am this weekend. Good memories of Bathurst and clinching that crown in Trans Am last year, and we're headed to the mountain a little later this season. And, of course, you know, big back end of the year for supercars too.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess the way the calendar has fallen with Speed Series stuff and Trans Am, we were sort of one round every month up until sort of July. So that fits in really well with my schedule, and I can sort of just focus on my Trans Am stuff up until that point. And then sort of September, October, we start to sort of think about and focus on the Enduros. So back again with Tickford. So that's exciting. And, you know, hopefully come the Enduros, they're starting to hit their straps in terms of form, and particularly for the big one at Bathurst in October. So and then we finish the year, obviously, with the Bathurst International with Trans Am, and then to finish the year at the Adelaide 500, the street circuit there. Like, those Trans Am cars are going to be absolutely wild around there. I cannot wait to get around there. It'll be so much fun.
Great stuff, mate. It was nice to be there with you at Bathurst last year. That little emotional moment when you clinched that crown. Go well for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Rusty. I appreciate it.
Motorsporttickets.com.au is the place to go if you would like to come down to Phillip Island to see Moff and Jimmy Golding race there. Good field of Trans Am cars, awesome lineup in TCR Australia. It is massive for Porsche Michelin Sprint Challenge. Some bright young stars from both sides of the ditch in that, and jaw-droppingly beautiful GT cars. Will Brown talked about that in his chat. If you can't be there, catch it all on the screens of Seven. It's going to be a great weekend. Before we go, a few of you have messaged about Brody Kostecki and the big news regarding his return to supercars in Taupo, what it means for his NASCAR plans, and Peter Adderton's obvious disappointment about how he feels things have been handled. Now, you probably noticed I didn't ask any of the drivers just then about it. I chose not to. Betty Klemenko and Barry Ryan opened up on their side with Jess Yates for the coverage at round one in Bathurst. Jess did a very good job with that. It was a bit emotional, as you know. If in time either side wants to have a longer, unedited discussion on what went wrong and how they found a resolution, we would happily get them on the pod, but I won't push that. I've offered it to both sides some months back now, and I've left it at that. Don't you think from here we should just be eyes forward? Let's go racing for now in New Zealand and not think about this subject anymore. The champion's back in a race car with the champion team. I genuinely hope it is a good weekend for all of them, and I wish them well for the rest of the season. Keep an eye on your notifications for a new feature ep with Chris Dyer, the Aussie engineer who was there with HRT when they became a powerhouse in what was known back then as V8 Supercars, now Supercars, and the part that he played before heading off to Formula One to work with drivers like Damon Hill, Jos Verstappen, and most notably with Michael Schumacher at Ferrari, plus his new role now with Formula E and Neon McLaren. That is a fantastic conversation. And I've just recorded another engineer-based pod with Rob Smedley, who worked for years alongside Felipe Massa at Ferrari, Williams, and more. He's doing some cool stuff around electric karting now. That is it for today. As always, thank you for listening. We love the Rusty's Garage family, our community. We'll catch up with you next week. Bye for now.